This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
What does really fasting mean? What does it mean when I say I am fasting? I'm not talking yet about Islamically. We're going to come to it. In general, you see it in front of you. Basically, the act of fasting is the act of holding. If you want to use a term we use very common these days, it's an act of control. You are the one, or I am, we are the one who have the control. Not people, not my own nafs, not shaitan. I have the control. And this is why the name fasting, as-siyam, is actually to abstain from something and to stay still. That's why it is used, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used it for Sayyidah Maryam when she said, when she got pregnant and Allah ordered her to قُولِ إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ لِلرَّحْمَانِ صَوْمًا. Tell them, I have made an oath to Allah, I'm going to be fasting. فَلَنْ أُكَلِّمَ الْيَوْمَ إِنْسِيَّ. I am not going to be talking to anybody. That's fasting. Withholding, abstaining from talk. Also, it is used for the wind. It is used for the sun. It's used for the horse. When the horse run, and suddenly stop, doesn't want to move, they say, صَامَتْ الْخَيْلِ. The horses are in a state of fasting. In Islamically, and I love this definition, and I put it both in Arabic and in English. What do you see? You see, imsakun makhsus fi zamanin makhsus bi shara'itin makhsusa. You withhold certain thing in a certain time with a certain condition. That's fasting in general, in Ramadan or outside. You withhold, abstain from, and we'll come to it, and you have it in front of you, food and drink and marital relationship, from to a certain time, dawn to dusk, sunset, and with certain condition. And we're going to come to this. So I want to keep us remembering that fasting is control. I am under control. I am in control. I am in control. But the real control is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because I am in control of not eating or drinking from, let's say, 5 a.m. to 8 p.m. But who told me that time? And who changed it as the month goes? So number one, and this keep reminding yourself, you are, Allah is teaching you and me to take control of our desires and our what we want, we always have to get it. No. And He's also teaching me to take control and submit to the one who has the control. We fast in general, either obligation like Ramadan, extra, voluntary, like we do Monday, Thursdays, 3 days of the month. We do day of Arafah. If we are not in Hajj, we do the days of Sha'ban, the middle of the month. So it's voluntary, extras. Then we do atonement fasting. We fast to, they call it kafara, because we have sinned certain sins. And then one of the ways to remove these sins is actually by fasting. One of the ones which probably familiar to people is actually the oath. When we make an oath and we cannot keep it, there is many ways to make this up, to remove the sin of not making, keeping the oath. One of them is fasting. And there is forbidden fasting. I cannot fast. And we'll come to this, but in general, day of Eid, when the woman is menstruating, or after she has delivered the baby. Fasting of Ramadan is an obligation. There is no why and if and but. It's one of the five pillars of Islam, and not fasting intentionally is a major sin. I'm talking about for those who can. So I need to look at it, and this is not only me, everyone around me. We're going to put it under non-optional. Yani, I love it when sometimes you ask people, and I really like that, when sometimes you ask people, sometimes you're teasing them. He says, will you be fasting Ramadan? They look at you. I was like, what do you think of me? Of course I'm going to be fasting. Alhamdulillah. That's how it should be. We should never say, if I can, unless I have the permission, sickness or other. But I'm talking about healthy, regular people. Look at it as it is an amazing guest, an honorable guest, bringing with it amazing gifts, precious gifts, and the gifts are given for those who honor it. Honor Ramadan. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Where did this come from? Who said that Ramadan we have to fast? We all know it, but it's always very good to keep reminding ourselves when the time of the act of worship comes in, especially if it comes every year like Ramadan or Hajj. We need to remind ourselves again. Why? Who said so? Somebody, let's say we live in a non-Muslim country, and people around you, and these days, for those of us who goes to work, people will ask you, alhamdulillah, you will be so happy and less surprised that people are familiar with Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. So why it is an obligation? It is one of the pillars of the, it's in the Quran, I'll come to that. It's in the Sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. He did it and he said to do it. And it's the consensus, the agreement of all scholars. No scholar, reputable scholar, old and recent, will come and tell you Ramadan is not an obligation. If he or she say that, then they really are not saying the right thing. Then also it is one of the pillars of the Islam, one of the five pillars of Islam, and it is one of the acts that we all know. They call it in Arabic, al-ma'lumu bid-dini bid-darura. It's something every Muslim know that they fast Ramadan. And this is the verse, and in case you want to use it, inshallah you can memorize it. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who attain faith, kutiba alaykum as-siyam. Fasting is an obligation upon you, as it is an obligation upon the people before you. As it is an obligation for the people before you, la'allakum tattaqoon. We're going to try, inshallah, today to write for ourselves notes. And the notes, we will take it with us in Ramadan. The notes, you can put it in your heart, you can put it on your phone, you can put it on your fridge. Do it the way you want. But we need to look into these to remind ourselves. Number one, la'allakum tattaqoon. So you will be Allah conscious. This is the main reason, the main message from Ramadan is la'allakum tattaqoon. Ya Allah, give me taqwa. I have no idea what this word means. I don't know how I am going to do it. Ya Allah, teach me. Ya Allah, teach me. And look at the next verse. I love it. Ayyaman ma'dudat. It's counted days. And remember this, what I am going to say. Remember what I will be saying right now. The day one of Ramadan, we say, oh, it's 30 days. You blink your eyes, and it is the last 10 days. You blink another eye, and the Ramadan is gone. And that's why Allah says, أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَاتٍ. It's counted. أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَاتٍ. فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ فَعِدَّةٌ مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ. The person who is sick or who is traveling, will come to this later. Now come to this one. شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ. The month of Ramadan, the month, where does the Ramadan came from, the name? It's in the Quran. And I'll come to you as we go. What does the word mean? So we can look into the spiritual part of Ramadan. So, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. So look at the virtue. It's the month. It's Ramadan. It's the month that Allah chose from all the 12 months to send His words for the first time. إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. We send it down in the night of the power, and the night of the power in Ramadan. That's how the scholars all unanimously agreed. The night of the Qadr, the night of the power, is actually in Ramadan, because Allah said, we send the Qur'an in the night of power, and Allah said, we send the Qur'an down in Ramadan. We send it hudan lin-nasi wa bayyinatin min al-huda wal-furqan. Why did Allah send the Quran? To guide us, to teach me, to make me think things clear, and to teach me right from wrong. Furqan, right from wrong. Now comes the order. فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمْ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَصُمْ. Whomsoever live to see the month, فَلْيَصُمْ, then they need to fast. That's an order in the Arabic language, فِعْلُ أَمْرُ. It's a verb that comes in with the meaning of order, do it. And then Allah gives the exceptions and finish it. وَلْتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةِ, finish the 30 days or 20 days, 29 days. وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ, so you will always glorify Allah for the ni'mah He gave us. And this is another thing I want everyone to feel. Wallahi, it's a ni'mah. It's a blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send us a month that will bring us much easier, closer to Him, help us much easier to do things that pleases Him. Alhamdulillah. وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ, glorify Allah that He, for what He guided you or guided us, وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, and so you may be grateful to Allah. Grateful to Allah. Look at it. It's an obligation, yes, but what an obligation. What a beauty. A guest, think of it this way. The day that you will hear the announcement that it is, tomorrow is Ramadan, live with the fact that you are opening the door and the most beloved guest that you were waiting for the whole year, finally, their foot is in your home. How you will feel. This is how I need to feel. I need to look at it waiting. Finally, is it here? Is it here? And alhamdulillah. And I am alive and it is here. In the sunnah, al-Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, he fasted 9 Ramadans, 9 years. And this is also his teaching. And I love this hadith. And this is where the obligation of Ramadan came, the obligation of Ramadan came from the sunnah also. And this is a man, and a Bedouin, came to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, not very well dressed, not very clean. Actually, he was described that his hair was not very done well, not clean. And he says, Ya Rasulallah, akhbirni, ماذا فرض الله علي من الصلاة? Tell me, what Allah made compulsory upon me from salah? And he said, the 5, unless you volunteer and you do more. And he said, what about, what did he make obligatory upon me from fasting? What is obligatory upon me from fasting? He said, Ramadan, unless you want to do more. And then he asked him about zakah. He explained it to him. Again, which is charity, unless you do more. Look what the man said. Bedouin. Wallahi, la anqusu mimma farad Allahu alayya shay'a. Now he said, by the one who sent you. Now, Bedouins is like the tough people because they live in the desert and they live harsher life, you know. So they're strong and they say it the way it is, as we say. And he said, by the one who have honored you, I am not going to do anything extra. لا أتطوع شيئاً. I'm not going to do anything voluntary. However, I'm not going to do anything less than what he ordered me. I am not going to do anything less from what he made obligatory on me, and I am not going to do anything extra. Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said, "Aflaha in sadaq." He will be successful if he was truthful. Or another narration, he will get to Jannah. He will get to Jannah. So here you are. It's an obligation. If I am a person who normally does not fast a lot outside, or I don't fast outside Ramadan. It's from one Ramadan to the other, regardless of the reason. This is a good news for you. Because he said to him, I am not going to do anything extra, but I'm not going to do less from what he wanted me. And Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said, aflaha. He's successful if he does that. He's successful. That's an obligation. And this is another hadith. I mean, in the slides, I have all the sources also. This Islam, this beautiful religion, this home of Islam, built on 5. Bunya al-Islam ala khams. 5 things. You bear witness Allah is only deity. Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam is his messenger. You perform salah. And you ita' zakah. And you give zakah. And wa sawma ramadan wa hajjul bayt. 5 things. You bear witness there is no God but Allah and Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, his messenger. Perform salah. You give zakah. If you qualify, you perform, you fast Ramadan again if you can, and then you go to Hajj. That's in Muslim. That's it. If I move one out, the house will, sooner or later, will fall. That's the obligation.